Synchronize your workouts with the beat of songs and speed up the tempo. The toughest thing is to eliminate rest periods. It is so unfair that this is the first thing you have to do. Do it quick. Follow the couch to 5K pattern or similar, possibly using your own clip-on or app interval timer. You narrow down the rest periods, expanding the activity sections, until one day you stop stopping. The act of eliminating rest and never stopping or sitting down has been perfected by joggers. Except at the gym, you don't just jog with your feet, but also the dumbbells. And the act of moving your hands and feet to music is not called a jog or even a workout. It's actually just called dancing. Being shy is beautiful, but health is so important that for the duration of your workout, you're gonna have to fight it. It's a son of a gun, too. Moreover, by placing dumbbells in your hands and varying their weight relative to the speed of your motion, your entire musculature, all your muscles, begin adapting. In a word, your arms are connected to the rest of your body. Doing a little abdominal twist at the speed of music will have those dumbbells pushing your hands, your arms, your shoulders, and even your abdominal area will be trying to stop the inertial motion caused by the dumbbells. You see, adding dumbbells to your dance workout induces a full body adaptation in order to stay within the beat of the song. You see, music is essential here. You have beats that you must hit. Perhaps most importantly, music will help you enter a state of trance. Your mind will be too busy hitting every beat for you to get distracted. This is also why coffee is a really bad idea for your workouts. To put it simply, it will not let you enter a state of trance. It will make your mind wander. And if you wish to burn fat, you have to stay away from sugar, as it completely ruins workouts. It is such a powerful substance that it ends up successfully feeding your body, and you will not burn any fat at all. Sugar is pure magic for skinny people running a marathon, but not for the rest of us. Drink water. And if you sweat a lot, which you will during summer, you will need to replenish your electrolytes. To do it safely and wisely, you will need a cheap blood pressure meter. And you will need a nurse to verify that it is giving you correct measurement. Alternatively, see if maybe your pharmacy has a public blood pressure monitor that you can then compare your own machine against. Because you are altering your body, you are going to have to get some accurate feedback. As always, consult your doctor first. It is just dancing, you know? If you do it frequently, and for a goody long while, it will make you more cheerful, younger, more beautiful, healthier, and more flexible. And as I discovered from my own workouts, bouncier. Arrgh.